This morning, the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us a very important truth, a passage that you're all very familiar with, but one that I know will be a blessing to your heart about being the light of the world. Here in verse 14 of Matthew 5, Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So let your light so shine. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for the privilege to be here and open your word together. And now we just pray, Lord, that we can push aside the distractions of life and open our hearts and focus on hearing from you, knowing that your word is powerful and allowing the Holy Ghost to apply it to every heart and to change us, Lord. And so we pray that you'll be magnified in this service, that your will be done in every heart. We give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus Christ said to his disciples and then subsequently to us that we are the light of the world. Now, we don't have light on our own. This is important for us to understand this morning, that the light that we have comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. If you go to John chapter 8, we'll see this. This is one of the many I ams of the Gospel of John, and there's actually 12 different I ams in John where Jesus Christ is introduced in his person. And one of the I ams is John chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus says, "Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The light that we have to be able to say we are the light of the world comes from Jesus Christ, who is light. And we are simply reflectors or receivers, if you will, of that light. And Jesus Christ says that now we are the light of the world. It's important for us to understand that before we were saved, before we were born again Christians, we had no light, but we lived in darkness. And the Bible makes this very clear. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Just a couple of scriptures. I want us to understand that if we don't have Jesus, we don't have light. We have darkness. If we do have Jesus, we do have light. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The light that we have came from Christ, but before we had this light, through salvation in Jesus Christ, we were in darkness. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, 8, "Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And then look at 1 Peter 2, 9, if you would. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible again makes it clear that it was Jesus Christ who brought us from darkness to light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." The day that you were saved, you were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that is why Jesus Christ says to us, "Ye are the light of the world." Now, he goes on to explain there in Matthew 5, back in verse 14. He says, "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Jesus Christ is explaining that now that we are the light of the world, the purpose of light is to shine. It's to remove darkness. It's to shine into the dark places. And he says, if you are light, where to shine that light? It's really not complicated, is it? He says that we are, as he says in verse 15, "He giveth light unto all that are in the house." We have been given light that we might help others to find the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, to help them find their way. And praise the Lord for that. Somebody shared the gospel with us, and we were saved and rescued from darkness to light. And it's our mission, our calling of Jesus Christ. Go to Acts chapter 26, if you would. It's our calling of Jesus Christ to take that light and to shine it to someone else so that they also can hear and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be rescued from darkness into His marvelous light. Look at Acts 26:18. The Apostle Paul here has given his marching orders that he received from Jesus Christ. And they're the same marching orders that we have, he says here in Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. When we share the gospel with the lost, if they will but believe on Jesus Christ and open their eyes, open their hearts to Jesus, they will turn from darkness to light. We are the light of the world. And it is our mission, our calling of Jesus Christ. Notice back in our passage, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine. Jesus Christ gave us light. Hallelujah. We are no longer in darkness, but we were given that light that we might shine so that others can find Jesus as well. Now, before we talk more about that, letting your light so shine, I want us to think about something. That we as Christians still live in this old body after we're saved. We still have a free will. We're still tempted by sin and by the world, by the flesh, by the devil. And so if we aren't walking in the Spirit of Christ, we can still, unfortunately, live in darkness even though we are light, which is sad but true. Go to Romans chapter 13 and I'll show you this. And so what Jesus is telling us, and we'll see more of this later, is that our profession, our behavior, our conversation must line up with our profession. We claim to be Christians, we claim to be light. It is therefore not God's will that we walk like children of darkness when we're children of light. Notice Romans 13:12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Paul here is writing to Christians. Can a Christian still, unfortunately, get tangled up in the works of darkness? Yes. What is he saying? Cast them off. Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. One more passage on that. 1 Corinthians 9, if you would turn there, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12. Paul says, if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. We're light. We've received the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are now the light of the world as well, and we are commanded to shine. And what God is saying is if we're not walking in the light, we're not going to shine. And that's what he says there in Matthew 5:16. He says, before men, the light that we were given was given that we might affect others. That's what he meant when he said it. You don't hide it under a bushel. You don't hide a city that has bright lights. It's meant to be seen. And our light is to shine before men. Go to Philippians 2:15, if you would, and we'll see this. You know, when Jesus Christ was praying for the disciples and praying for us there in John 17, he said, I pray not that thou takest them out of the world, but that thou keepest them from the evil. In John 17:15. He says, Lord, I can't pray that you take them out of the world. The world needs them. You know, we're not commanded to go and hide from the world. Until Jesus comes, we're commanded to shine into the world. Big difference. And notice here in Philippians 2:15, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Among who? in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine. So what he's saying is, yeah, we're the light of the world, and yes, we're to shine, but our primary mission is to shine to the lost. That's what it says. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine. We are here to shine for Jesus Christ. Moving on, Matthew 5:16, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Now, those two things need to go together, because Jesus is not preaching lifestyle evangelism. And how many times have we heard it? Well, I'm just going to live a good life and I will draw people to Jesus with my good life. Really? How do they know, as it says, glorify your Father? How do they know He's your Father if you don't tell them? Just by watching your amazing life? And the last I checked, we're all sinners. And all of us still make mistakes sometimes. And our testimony isn't perfect. So how can they glorify our Father when they see our good works unless they know He's our Father? We must tell them He's our Father. Our testimony, yes, needs to back up our profession. We claim to be Christians. We claim to be Christ followers. And praise God for that. But our works won't cause others to glorify our Father unless they know He is our Father. Look at Psalm 40, verse 10, if you would. David understood this. And that is the fine line between lifestyle evangelism and biblical evangelism, is whether or not we open our mouths. That's the difference. Lifestyle evangelism says, look at me, I'm a good person. Look at my amazing life, and maybe you'll come to Christ. Biblical evangelism says, I live this life because someone saved me from hell, and I'm doing the best that I can, but He can save you too. Totally different perspective. Psalm 40, verse 10. Look what David said. I have not hid Thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared Thy faithfulness and Thy salvation. I have not concealed Thy loving kindness and Thy truth from the great congregation. If all we're going to do is live a good life and never say anything, then we are doing exactly what David said here. We're hiding His righteousness in our hearts. And essentially declaring our own righteousness. But we don't have any. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, the Bible says in Isaiah 64, verse 8. So which is it? Jesus says that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. We must tell them He is our Father. Like David said, I'm not going to hide God's righteousness within my heart. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to tell others that we have a Creator and He's holy. And we're sinners, but He's also loving, and He's loved us so much that He was willing to die in our place on Calvary and rise again and offers us eternal life. And I live the life that I live because of what He did for me, because I'm so grateful that He saved me. I don't live a good life to show off. I live a good life because of who I love. Totally different. So I've not hid Thy righteousness. They won't know He's our Father until we tell them. The Bible says, whether for you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31. We are here to bring Him glory. What do? We shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. And then notice He finishes there in verse 16, which is in heaven. Why does that need to be there? We need to remember our Father's in heaven. There's no sin allowed in heaven. Our Father's holy. So this is an important distinction. That the Father that we serve, that we are shining for, is in heaven. And that the rest of the world who might be watching our works, they need to know that they can't go there unless they get saved as well. He's in heaven. We're here. And we're not going to heaven without salvation through Jesus Christ. The Bible makes that very clear. Jesus said himself, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We must receive the righteousness of Christ to go to heaven. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When we're born again, we receive Christ's righteousness, and that is why we're worthy of heaven. Not because of anything that we've done, but because of what he did. He's willing to give us the gift of salvation, of eternal life. The world doesn't know that unless we tell them. And so that part, which is in heaven, that's important. People cannot see our Father. They cannot see his glorious kingdom unless they trust Jesus Christ. Why would they want to? Because we tell them what he did for them. That's our command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. What's the word gospel mean? It means good news. What's the good news? The good news is our Creator loved us so much. It's the most amazing story in the universe. That he himself became a man, lived a perfect life, and died and shed his blood and suffered and paid the price for our sin, and then rose again from the dead. Our own Creator did that for us. Could there be a more beautiful story? And can we question his love when we understand that he's the one that died for us? No. That's the gospel. And so our mission is to go into all the world and tell people that great story. That's shining. And our testimony must back up our profession. In other words, if we're out sharing the gospel with people and saying, you need to be saved, God loves you, God paid the price for your sin, God rose again for you, God offers you eternal life, and all the while we're living like the world and like the devil, they're not going to listen to us. They're going to say, well, you're just like us. Why should I listen to what you have to say? Because you claim that you're new. You claim you're a new creation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You claim to be a new person. You claim to be a Christian, but you act like the world. So that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. We need to shine with his light, because he's the light of the world, so that people will see our good works. Why are we doing good works? We're doing good works because we love him. We're doing good works because he's commanded us to obey him. This is the love of God, 1 John 5:3, that we keep his commandments. When we do good works, when we live for Jesus Christ, that's our way of saying, I love you. And when the world sees that, and they see that alongside our profession of believing in Jesus Christ and sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, some of them, praise the Lord, will glorify our Father which is in heaven and get saved. Just like we did. Somebody shared with us how to be saved, and we got saved. Hallelujah. So I hope this can just be a blessing and maybe a help in understanding this very well-known passage, that the light that we have and that we're commanded to shine is Jesus' light. It's not our own. He gave it to us when we got saved, and his desire is that as many people as possible receive that same light. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so our mission from Jesus Christ, not complicated, is to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify who? Our Father, which is in heaven. Let your light so shine.